Welcome to Spinning It, episode 3 with your boy DJ JoJo. Welcome to the show. Appreciate y'all tuning in. How we doing, everybody? Oh man, you know, regardless of how you're listening, I'm actually kind of curious, man. I'm personally like a car podcast guy. You know, how y'all tuning in? Are you guys like tuning in on the way to the games, maybe after? Make sure it's after the post game show though, with AD and Emerson Edom though, man. But nonetheless, man, hey, regardless of how you're tuning in, appreciate it. Shout out to Victory Plus, Aaron, the interviews on the broadcast too. I gotta say, from someone who started here back in 2010 on the street team, doing events like out in the parking lot and, you know, at a local grocery store, just out in the community and, you know, playing, you know, street hockey with kids and whatnot, to be here almost 15 years later and to be, you know, just kind of getting messages and photos like, yeah, I'm at a bar and I just saw you on TV talking to Radko Gudas, the captain. I'm like, this is crazy. So, you know, appreciate you guys tuning in. It is surreal and I'm having a great time with it. And I hope you guys are having a good time too, you know? So, you know, I gotta say, yeah, the first couple episodes have been fun, you know, to be honest, like, you know, we've been playing these player interviews, which was so much fun back on media day. I know we're kind of approaching middle of November. We've got a few games under our belt. You know, just know that, hey, we're going to be changing up this show a lot throughout the year. I'm going to have, you know, other guests and, you know, whatnot. Hopefully I could talk with the guys throughout the year too. But hey, now that we're in the weeds of the season, you never know who's going to be rolling up here on Spinning It. So, you know, for this episode, we're going to go back to the media days and talk to the few of the guys, you know, how their summers went and whatnot. And really, again, as a DJ, I want to talk about the music, their goal songs, all that stuff. I know you guys have been hearing some of them at Honda Center. It's been a fun time, but again, as we move forward in the show, we get deeper into the season. Just know that the show is gonna be changing up quite a bit. So stay tuned for that. But you know, as a late, you know, hey, the season's been getting going. You know, at the time that this episode comes out, you know, we'll have a good amount of home games under our belt. Look, we've kind of struggled the past couple games, but I gotta say, hey. As the fans, you guys are still continuing to bring the energy and we absolutely love it. And just know that the guys definitely hear it out there on the ice. So keep it coming, Ducks fans, you know, the shows have been great. While we were pulling from the rafters, you know, we got the Flying Ducks. That's been a ton of fun too. So the show continues to be amazing. If you haven't been able to check it out, make sure y'all are coming through and make sure you're getting there early. All right. Because, you know, if a game starts around like, you know, 7 o'clock on an average game, make sure you're in your seats by like 6:30. Check out the warmups. That's just like the rule of thumb. Regardless of what time the game is starting, you know, be there by warmups to really, really check out the full show. Hey, if you're just watching on TV, you're not from here in Orange County and Southern California. Hey, we're all one, right? Orange Country. We appreciate y'all tuning in on the broadcast. How cool is it that, you know, we could be, you know, watching the Ducks Victory Plus, you know, up on our phones or, you know, whatever. And it's free. It's dope, man. I got to say, like, you know, when the team is on the road, because obviously I work every single home game, you know, when the team's on the road, it is so cool to just pop that up and be able to watch it. And then obviously, you know, we have our other options too. Duck Stream. They're holding it down, man. Steve and Emerson. Make sure y'all tune in that way too. So many ways to be consuming Ducks hockey. It's so great, man. So appreciate y'all tuning in wherever you are, and we look forward to keeping it going in the season. I want to talk about a couple things with you know, the giveaways, man. Our giveaways have been so great this year. Shout out to, again, Gus Jaimez. Our Dia de los Muertos hat was a hit. In fact, we're giving away a couple more hats this month. We're kind of calling it like Hat Trick November, because coming up we have the Military Appreciation Hat as presented by our friends over at Pacific Premier Bank. Man, we got the Native American Heritage Hat presented by San Manuel Band of Mission Indians too, man. So both amazing hats. Make sure y'all get that. And again, Hey, I'm the giveaway guy, right? I'm the one between me and Schmitty, like ordering all this stuff, making sure it's here, obviously doing the giveaway the night of the game. But we understand that not everyone could make it out to the game or be within that first, 10,000 fans to get it too. So definitely want to give it out here through the show too. So I know a few people hit me up last episode. I think I went the end of the episode to give away the Wild Wing shirt that we gave away on his Halloween bash night. Same deal here. Hey, shoot me a message, Instagram, or maybe hit us up in the DMs on X too, on Duckstream. Let us know that you're tuning in and you're like, hey, you said you're giving away some of those. Yo, you still got some? And we might pick you that easy. You know, if you're from here, we'll set it up as a pickup. Hey, if you're not from here, I'll send it out. Even on my own dime, I'll cover the shipping. So make sure y'all check it out. All the giveaways and whatnot, anaheimducks.com/promotions. All right. So moving on in the episode here, again, want to talk to the guys about their music taste and again, the goal songs. Last episode, we talked with Lucas Dostal, and I played this song a couple times over the last couple games. I don't know if you guys have noticed. Maybe start to like listen now if you know that was an epic save, whether it's like a breakaway or maybe opposing team was in our zone for a bit and a goalie gets a sick glove save or something. Like, listen now for a specific song and check out from the last interview. On this episode, we're gonna talk to Gibby as well. So again, we gotta show love to the goalies. They got songs too, but first, coming up though, I gotta talk to the man, one of our vets, number four, C4, Cam Fowler. With him, he's done so much here for our organization, and honestly, for me, we both started here around the same time. I know I talked about this a little bit with Emerson Edom on Eat 'Em Up, where they both got drafted back in 2010, and that's when I started here with the team as well. Obviously, on a way smaller scale, I was lugging boards and carrying sandbags and setting up tents on the street team. But I remember, Cam Fowler getting drafted in the first round that year. Emerson getting drafted later on that round. The draft was in LA, and I remember just kind of connecting with these guys because I always felt like I started the same time as them, right? And so to see Cam all throughout the time that I've been here, throughout the years, and really interacting with him, throughout the years at different events, we do so much here for the community. We have a ton of different charity events, from our golf tournament to Ducks and Tucks to our center ice party. Like, there's just a ton of stuff where outside our off of the ice, these guys do a lot for us, again, to be with the community. So, huge shout out to Cam Fowler, nothing but love. And I was excited to talk to him about his song. He's kind of changed it up over the last couple of years, which I love too. But let's hear from him, especially as he's, potentially approaching 1,000 games here in December. Hey, let's go ahead and check it out from Cam Fowler right here.
Yep. Real quick. And that's how we do it. That's how we fake out as DJ. All right, man. So grab a seat right here. We'll just ask a few questions.
All right.
And then we'll get going. How long do we have?
4 minutes.
4 minutes. Perfect. That's all we need. All right, Cam. So we're sitting down here. I'm actually, for some background, I'm actually starting a new podcast on Duckstream.
Nice.
It's called Spinning It with JoJo. And it's actually the quite opposite of like other shows where it's like, I'm not the X's and O's guy.
Yeah.
Right? I'm like, we're hyping up the crowd. We want to talk to you about like just pretty much anything besides everything on the ice. Right.
Yep.
And so for the sake of time and everything, just talking music, can you just kind of go through, been in the league for a while now, gone to other buildings and whatnot. And, just the importance of just, I guess, music, I guess for the fans and even to you guys on the ice too.
Yeah, for sure. I think it plays a pretty crucial role. Warm-ups specifically, I think there's buildings that stick out where you almost get a little extra juice to head out for warm-ups. Vegas, Madison Square Garden, these places, they just have, there's an energy in the building for warm-ups, and a lot of that's music-based. So I know we're working on that here in Anaheim, and it just, for us players, you might not think much of it, but it does make a pretty big difference.
That's awesome, man. And for you, I know, obviously, there's so many different tastes in the room, but like, what specifically is your taste? What's something that we know we can play and we're like, hey, we're catering a cam on at least for these next 30 seconds or for warm-ups?
That's a tough question. You know me well enough now, I'm kind of all over the map.
Oh, yeah.
I tend to lean more to like, not old school stuff, but you know, I was like a huge Avicii fan.
Yep.
Things that like, maybe not be warm-up based, but like Zach Bryan, Lil Wayne, Drake. So like, I'm kind of all over the map.
You know, you're just making me feel old, Cam. I mean, I came working for the Ducks in 2010. Obviously, you got drafted that year as well. So I know we're right about that same age range.
Yeah.
And so for you to say Lil Wayne's and Drake's you know, artists like that, for it to be considered old school now, come on.
I know. Well, it's what's on my playlist, and I'm not so much into tune with like the new stuff that's coming out. I'm very much kind of know what I like, and I don't really venture out too much.
Sweet. Yeah. Well, we'll make sure to keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Last question here. Hey, the goal song last year, obviously that was the first time we did the goal songs.
Yeah.
What'd you think of that, by the way?
I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved it. It kind of helps fans maybe see into guys' personalities a little bit, and it's exciting for us to, you know, we got to hear that goal song for Frank quite a bit last year. So
and he's already said he's going to keep it.
Yeah, you know? He should.
37
he should.
Goals. Come on, you can't really change that up. But for you, you know, speaking of old school, we had Whoomp, There It Is.
We did. Yeah.
You know, what are we thinking this year? You want to change it up? You want to keep it the same?
Hopefully the goal is to hear the song a lot more this year. So that's, but I'm going to go with Little Good Vibrations.
Ooh,
Marky Mark and the Funky
go.
Bunch.
Yeah, okay, so okay.
That's one of my favorites.
With that being said, man, Cam, thanks for stopping by.
No
and let's have a great season.
All right,
let's go.
It.
Hell yeah. Always good vibes by Cam Fowler, man. That's why it makes sense. Marky Mark, Good Vibrations. I love that track. You already know. I'm saying it right now. We're going to be hearing that track real soon over at Honda Center. Now, moving on here. Look, we got to show love for Gibby, man. He's finally back. We've all been waiting for it. Made his debut this past Sunday on November 10th, man, against the Columbus Blue Jackets, getting that 4-2 win. Man, it felt good to see Gibby back out there, man. And, you know, him surpassing Jiggy's record, at least franchise record for most games played. Play, man, he just passed up Gee as well for most wins. Hey, you already know he's gonna be creeping up on Jiggy on that most wins record for the franchise. I believe Jiggy has 206 wins, and after last Sunday, hey, Gibby got his 194th win with the Ducks. So trust me, we're gonna be looking out for that. And I had to go back to our conversation back on the media days, man. And you know, these player goal songs, they're for everybody. So last episode we talked to Lucas Dostal about his player song, whether he might be scoring a goal one of these days, or, you know, it's also meant for the goalies on their epic saves, man. Last year, Gibby had Post Malone. Wow, definitely one of my favorite tracks. I know I played that a bunch of last year. So let's go ahead and see what Gibby's up to this time around, this year. Let's go ahead and check it out.
All right, now start spinning it to your left. Real fast. There you go.
Nice.
That's it. You're done.
That's crazy.
Your set's done, dude. So, hey, let's go ahead and take a seat real quick. I'm just going to ask you a few questions here. Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Dude, yeah, man.
So sweet.
Really cool.
No, well, so that was actually your song last year for like a sick save.
Oh,
yeah. So
nice.
Like all the guys had goal songs.
Yeah.
And then whenever you did a sick,
that's
crazy
cool.
Glove save, like, you know, whatever. Yep, absolutely. So to give you some context, starting a new show on new podcast, it's called Spinning It with JoJo.
Okay.
I'm definitely like not the X's and O's guy.
Yeah.
I talk, you know, music, lifestyle, all that stuff. So, just wanted to kind of talk shop a little bit with you and you know, obviously you've been in the league for a little while now and you've gone to other buildings and obviously our building as well in terms of like music, like it, you know, how big is that in terms of like for you and the guys? I know you guys are like obviously locked in and whatnot, but I mean, come on, music's got to be a factor.
Oh, for sure. Right? I mean, I think personally, I mean, you look at the places that have, I mean, obviously it sticks out in your mind. You go to Vegas, it's like you're at a club before. I mean, with the music coming out, the dancers, but I mean, that's, like you said, you get ready for a game, you're kind of feeling the vibes, getting into the music, and just kind of getting in the zone.
Yeah, and what about you? Like, between, you know, whether it's driving to the rink or even starting to get into the locker room, I mean, tell us about kind of your flow, what you like to listen to, any favorite artists?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'm pretty easy. I'd say probably before a game, though, I'm trying to listen to, obviously, more upbeat stuff, maybe some EDM, some big booty mixes, stuff like that. And dude, but I listen to everything.
The big booty mix is popular, man.
I mean, I think I've been listening to them for a while. I mean, I think personally it's just nice because it doesn't matter really what genre of music you like. Yeah. There's a little bit of everything in there. So it kind of covers all the bases and it's just easy to just kind of put it on and let it go.
Yeah, for sure. As far as like, you know, once we get out to, you know, the ice for warm-ups and stuff, what's something that we could be playing for you that if you were to listen or, you know, because we bump it in the building too. I want something to like hit where it's like, oh, okay, yeah, that's
yeah,
for me.
I mean, I think at the beginning of every year, just throughout training camp and stuff, there's always like a few songs that come out, whether it's wind songs or just big songs like that. So I think as you kind of gel and mesh a little bit through training camp and stuff like that, that's kind of where it comes out. So right now, I don't know one off the top of my head, but usually every year kind of is the same. Once training camp ends, you kind of have a few songs, one's a win song and all that. So
yeah, no, we're leaning into, you know, the goal songs, and obviously you know, for even you guys too as goalies, like we obviously want to have songs for you guys too.
Cool.
So last year was the, you know, Post Malone. I feel like we didn't get to really talk as deep. I remember we kind of just were like big Post Malone fans. So let's just go with Wow, It Sounds Good. But like, even on top of your head right now, is there any song that we could tie to you? That we could kind of, you know, fishy make your song? Do we want to stick with Post Malone WoW? I mean, what do you think?
I might throw some Mac Miller out there this
year. Okay, yeah, there we go.
I've always been a Mac Miller guy. I represent Pittsburgh a little bit too. So I'll definitely think of something and let you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we'll, you know, as we get closer to the season, we'll get with, with Steve.
It's fun,
whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where for us too, it's like, when do we play it for the goalies, right? Like, what do you define as a moment to like play that track?
Well, and it's tough too, though, right? Because you kind of have, like, say you make a nice save and then there's not a whistle for another minute or two, you know what I mean? Because it's not like you can make a save and you can just put the music on while the play is going on.
Absolutely.
So definitely probably a little tougher to find the right moment, but...
Yeah,
I mean,
if it is a save that you stop, obviously, that caused the whistle, like we're
which is cool, So it just kind of has to, like, the stars got to align a little bit for it to be the right scenario, but it'll work out.
So, last question, Team DJ, who is it on the team? I know this is a coveted position.
Oh, yeah, I mean, honestly, last year, I don't really know, like, Z was it for a little bit, and Stromer, I think last year was kind of by committee in the past, Shaddy kind of had it under control, so.
I've heard Shaddy was a good team DJ.
Yeah, he was good. He kind of, I mean, like, he knew in the mornings, played some country. I mean, he played everything, so for made sure. everyone happy, but I don't know who it'll be this year. Might be by committee again, I'm
okay.
not sure.
Okay, if you were to name just one guy at the top of your head, who would be that right now, based off of?
I think Z would want to be it, but nobody would probably give it to him. Maybe a few guys, but it wouldn't be a unanimous decision.
No, for sure. Well, hey, we appreciate you coming through, man. Yo, let's go.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Gibby, keeping me on my toes, which, you know, as a DJ, I appreciate that, man. You know, it looks like Gibby isn't fully decided yet. I know he's a big Mac Miller fan. Rest in peace, Mac Miller. But I'm just going to have all of Mac Miller's, like, you know, bangers on deck. We'll just test a few out, and then we'll check back with Gibby to see what song he exactly wants for the rest of the season. Now, you know, we did Cam, Gibby, a couple of our vets. They've done so much for our organization. It's incredible. And look, we got to get into the future a little bit right here. You already know what it is. Last year, your number two overall pick, Leo Carlson. And last year, he had that little baby, Drip Too Hard. And I got to say, that song definitely goes hard, especially with a couple of these game-winning goals that he's had recently. Let's go ahead and check in with him and see if he's going to change that up. I'm going to say, if it was me, I probably wouldn't. But let's go ahead and hear from Leo now.
Good job, bro. Good stuff, fun, man. Let's go. All right, so let's sit down for a sec.
Yeah,
we're just gonna talk. You know, for a little bit.
Perfect. See word you. That's
you
tough.
You think you can do that one word for word?
The song?
Yeah.
No, really.
Just like maybe the chorus.
Yeah.
A couple lines.
Couple lines for sure. Oh, yeah.
Are we good on placement here, guys?
Yeah.
We're good? Dude, Leo.
Yeah.
Man, dude, it's nice to have you back.
Thank you.
How was your summer?
Been great. Long 4 months. Spent in Sweden. Been good. Yeah. A lot of training, a lot of resting too, so it's nice.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I got to ask, man, you know, from being in this spot going into rookie year and now going into year two, how different does this feel going through like this media day or even just kind of going, knowing that you're not a rook anymore?
Yeah. It feels easier so far. I mean, just like, you know, every guy, you know, where to go in the rink, you know, where to go basically. So it feels easier.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to talk through a highlight for the summer, man. What's something during the off season that you did on your off time that, you know, was, most fun for you?
Probably just hanging out with the boys, probably. Let's go. The first one. Went to a vacation to Spain as well with family.
Nice. Too.
Other than that, I mean, not so much. Just
hanging out.
Just training, hanging out on the weekends, just.
Let's go. Where do you feel, Leo, at what point in the summer, you know, did you feel like, okay, I'm ready to head back to Anaheim and get this going, year two?
End of July.
End of July?
Maybe.
Okay.
Because I'm at home entire May, June, July, and then, so 3 months maybe.
Nice.
It was done.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to have you back, man. It's crazy to think that a year ago, I was talking to you over that screen. When you got drafted, man. That was crazy. Now we're here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. But so I got to ask, you know, year two, first of all, Trip Too Hard, amazing song.
That's a nice song.
Dude, it hit in the bowl. It sounded good.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm hearing that there might be one or two of the guys that like this song too.
Yeah.
And so I got to ask, you know, is Drip Too Hard Leo's song going in this year, or are we going to switch it up? What do you think?
Same song, probably.
Same song. Sorry, guys. It's my track. So let us know. What is it about Lil Baby or even this track that really got you to be like, you know what? When I score a goal, this is what I want people to hear.
I don't know. I just like, you know, obviously hip hop.
Yeah,
like that guy Lil Baby too. Drip Too Hard is just.
You know,
it's different. I don't know.
I think the drip is always too hard. Yeah, this guy right here. Drip too hard, baby.
It's perfect.
Let's go, man. A couple more questions. I got to ask, you know, obviously your rookie year last year, you know, you wore the jersey, even wore the 30th anniversary, you know, got the taste of what we've been wearing the past, you know, however many years, and you know, we're switching to a new brand.
Yeah.
You know, credit to you for keeping that secret too. I know you're part of the original shoot and all that, which look good, by the way. Oh, but tell us what you think about the new logo, man, the new jerseys.
Sick. Honestly, the logo is the best in the NHL.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah, you know it. And then the colors too, I like it. Orange, like, perfect orange as well. You can have a little darker, but this fits perfect.
Yeah, it's a little darker than it used to be.
It's perfect. It's nice. And then, you know, the white and gold and black sleeves too.
It looks good, man. I remember when we came out with all the, when we released everything, obviously you're one of the main guys rocking it and whatnot. But you're feeling all the whole, you know, orange.
Yeah, it's a lot of orange. Like it.
Yeah, a lot of orange. I got to ask too, you know, going into this year, who do you think on the team should be the team DJ? You're the pick.
Should be me, but I know like, a couple of the older guys just like the country, so I don't know.
Okay. Are you a country guy yourself?
A little bit. I'd rather just play rap, but.
Yeah. It's a lot. There's a lot of country fans on the team, man.
I know. But I
should be. He's like, ah, man.
I know. It's tough. Maybe a mix between Mac T and Stromer, maybe.
Yeah, for sure.
Mac T is on the rap train as well, but
nice, man. Well, hey,
those two guys,
let's go. Well, you know, it's maybe it's an ongoing thing. Maybe down the road you can be the team DJ, because you're a hell of a great DJ right here, man. You're natural. man. Well, appreciate you coming through.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, absolutely, man. Hell yeah.
Jip Too Hard. Hey, I already knew coming into the conversation that Leo was going to keep that song the same. It just goes so hard, man. It sounds so good. Especially, y'all remember that game winner? Yeah, OT game winner from our home opener. Man, to play the goal song, obviously, the team goal song with the Osprey, and then leading immediately into that Drip Too Hard. Lil Baby, woo! Man, that sounded good. But yeah, hey, shout out to Leo Carlson, man. And it's so much fun with him, with the DJ room too over at the Media Days. He's super into it, and to be able to mix into his favorite songs and whatnot. Make sure y'all check it out when we put videos out and whatnot of it. And it's just so great to see these guys. They're obviously professional hockey players, man. They've been doing that their whole lives. To come into the DJ room and have some fun on something that I've been doing, for a long time too, is really cool. Because best believe if it was the other way around and I put on some skates and on the ice, let's not even talk about it. I'd be embarrassing myself out there. But hey, they've all been great DJs coming in, and it's been a ton of fun. And again, appreciate you guys tuning in. You guys can watch these interviews on the Victory Plus app, over on our Twitter page too, at DuckStream. And again, just know that as we get deeper into the season, as much as I have a ton of these interviews with the guys, we're gonna change up the show, and we're gonna have other special guests coming through. And I can't wait to just keep this going. We're just in episode 3, and it's just so surreal that I'm even doing this. And a big part of it is because y'all are tuning in, and because you guys bring the energy game to game from all the different events that we do. And so thank you guys for putting me in a position to now be in this the studio, the Korea Studios, and to be a part of this DuckStream family. So thank y'all, man. So that's going to be a wrap right here in episode 3. Again, hey, make sure to hit us up at DuckStream on X, myself over on my Instagram and X too, at Joe Maestro. That's JOMAESTRO. I'm giving away prizes, and a lot of these, again, these giveaways like that, you have to buy a ticket to go to the game too. I'm gonna get a couple tickets myself and have my own giveaways to give to some of y'all. So make sure y'all hit us up. Let us know that you're listening, and we will see you at the next one. Let's go, Ducks. Spinning it. We out.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.